It is a beautiful Monday morning.
That's not a good start, is it, Jordan?
No.
Let's say it like this.
Try and apply that theory to any other industry in the world.
It's a scam.
I was betting like 70, 80K.
This is the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, helping you beat the bookmakers.
G'day everyone, welcome to episode 92 of the Trademate Sports Betting Podcast, a betting preview of UFC Fight Night, Brunson vs. Holland. As always, joined by ex-MMA fighter, Smart Sports Trader. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, mate. Kids are back at school and Cheltenham Festival started today, so, you know, things are getting back to normal. It's pretty good.
Cheltenham, big week in the UK, mate, eh?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, lots of, you know, boosts and extra places and, you know, some value out there, so it's always a good one.
Sure, you should have done a Cheltenham podcast, mate.
No, yeah, but I know nothing about horse racing, so.
Mate, I'm the same, hopeless. How'd you go on the weekend, mate? We didn't get to do a podcast last week. How'd you go in, UFC Fight Night, Edwards versus Muhammad? That ended with a bang.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, well, yeah, I made a profit in the end. I had a decent bet on Courtney Casey to win a decision, and then I thought she won that fight, and it went the other way. But then I also had Mateus Nicolau, and it looked like he lost the fight, and then I got the decision on that one. So these things kind of even out, don't they? And then I had Bilal by decision, and then the eye poke ruined it, so that was voided. But and I had Jin Yufrey as well at the beginning, so she came in at like 2.82, so made some money overall, which is always nice.
Yeah, nice. I only caught your Twitter post late, so I only was able to get on the Nicolau one, I think, and yeah, scraped in with a nice little decision.
And I wanted
so yeah, that was good, mate. All right, let's go quiz question of the week. We're obviously going to cover the main event today, Derek Brunson and Kevin Holland, and we'll look at some of the other fights. But yeah, quiz question, can you name me all five of Derek Brunson's losses in the UFC? This is, I think this is quite a tricky one because it'll test your memory because it goes back, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7 years. So good luck with that one. I wouldn't have got it, let's just say that.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy it, mate. Today, we are going to cover the main event between Derek Brunson and Kevin Holland in depth, giving you all the value picks you want and need. But the big question is, mate, what else is taking your fancy outside of the main event?
So the first one that I like is it's in the Bruno Silva versus JP Bayes fight.
Yep.
And you've got Bruno Silva. He's a very well-rounded fighter. He's fought 3 times in the UFC now against quite tough competition. His last fight was against a guy called Ulan Bekov, who fights out of Khabib's camp. He's like a big Dagestani, quite a rangy Dagestani, decent wrestler. But Bruno Silva's lost his last 3 fights, but they've all been against very solid competition. He comes out of good camp. He comes out of Henry Cejudo's camp. So those guys are pretty well on it, really, in terms of just giving the fighters everything. They're very... very like technical, and they use a lot of technology as well, looking at like when fighters need like rest periods, and they're just one of the better camps in my opinion. And he's also got a draw against Casey Kenny back in 2017 as well, so that's quite impressive really, because we know that Casey Kenny has had a pretty good UFC career so far. He lost against Cruz, but he's a good fighter in general, so to get a draw against him also shows you've got to be quite a solid fighter to get a draw against Casey Kenny. He's got a really good leg kicking game, which, you know, as we see more and more in MMA, it's becoming, a bigger factor. And he fights at a decent tempo as well. He's got a decent get-up game. He's just a very well-rounded fighter, really. And at 30 years old, he's in his prime, I would say. And he's fighting against a guy called JP Bayes, although it looks like you say JP... JP Bayes, sorry, is how they pronounce it, although it looks like you say JP Bayes, so I'll probably keep mixing them up. But he's like 24 years old. He's a bit of a prospect. He's a decent wrestler. He's a good athlete. He's coming out of 40s MMA, so he's also out of a good camp. But I've seen that his stand-up in previous fights looks a little uncomfortable. You can tell that the guy prefers to grapple. You know, he wants to get his fights to the ground, and he's generally fought some lower-level competition. So I quite like Bruno Silva in this fight. Like I messaged you a few days ago to take him at 2.7, and that's coming quite a bit. But I'd still be happy to take him at the current price. He's like 2.35, probably taken down to about 2.2. And it's mostly because I went back and I watched some of this JP Baez's previous fights, and he fought a guy called Gamzat Magomedov in a promotion called Brave. And he got a disqualification win there, but he struggled in that fight, really. He couldn't implement his wrestling, and he was getting beaten up in the third round, and this Magomedov elbowed him in the back of the head, and it wasn't like a bad one, really, but Baez decided to take the DQ win. And just looking at that fight, I just think a well-rounded guy like Bruno Silva is going to cause him problems, and I could see kind of his experience like getting him through this fight.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you, like you said, you texted me 2 days ago, it's 2.7. I think I got on at 2.62, luckily. And yeah, it's so strange to see BetVictor and Unibet still at 2.5. So that's obviously 100% take that price if you can get it. And I was looking at Pinnacle a day ago and they were down at 2.3. So yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious bet here. I mean, you can do all the breakdown you like, but if you're getting that kind of value on Victor or Unibet, you have to take it. So you said last price you or lowest price you'd take would be around 2.3, 2.25, something like that?
Yeah, well, like I say, it's a pretty close fight, but I'd like to. I mean, JP Baez is a little bit bigger. He might be able to implement his wrestling game, but, you know, I'd be pretty happy even down to 2.2, I think. I think that's the lowest a go. So all the current prices, in my opinion, are still value.
Nice. Let's bet him all the way down to 2.2 then. Grant Dawson versus Leonardo Santos, mate. Another one taking your fancy here.
Yeah, so I think this will be a really good fight. Leonardo Santos is 41 years old now, so he's getting to the end of his career. He fights out of Nova Uniao, but he's got a really sharp boxing game. He's got some really nice long straight shots. He's got a good jiu-jitsu base. You know, he's a very credentialed jiu-jitsu practitioner. And he's just shown, really, even at 41 years old, he's still shown to be competitive. In his last fight, he did look like he was slowing down a little bit, and that's going to be something that Dawson can probably capitalize on, because Dawson's very explosive. He's a well-rounded guy. He's only 27 years old. So, you know, he's coming right into his prime right now. He can be a little wild. You know, he does, like, throw big, like, wild right hands, and he's prone to just like not really setting up his jumping knee strikes. He'll just kind of throw a jumping knee strike out of nowhere, and sometimes he just shoot from a little far out without setting it up as well. But he's got really good cardio, and he can push a really high pace. So I think if it goes to a decision, that it's likely that Grant Dawson will win this fight. But I do think that just due to the fact that he's still pretty wild, and he will kind of explode, I do think that Santos has got like enough ability on his feet to catch him with his boxing, because his boxing is really good. I mean, the guy stopped Kevin Lee, he stopped Stevie Ray quite recently, a few years ago that was. So the guy, you know, the guy does hit hard. And I like it in this fight to take Santos to win inside the distance. So I don't know if the props are out on Odds Checker yet. So I looked on Best Fight Odds and found odds of 5 with like 5 times and a few other places. So I imagine that when they do open up, you'll be able to get 5, and I think that's worth taking.
Yeah, so Leonardo Santos inside the distance, so KO or submission.
Yeah. So if you can get 5, I think that's a very good price.
And a shout out to Leonardo. He has to be the best aging 41-year-old you've ever seen that's a fighter, eh?
I know, yeah, he still looks pretty good for 41. I hope I look like that in a few more years.
He's got some good genetics, mate.
Not your Romero, though.
No.
Number one guy,
isn't it? He's got the gold medal there, Yoel. All right, mate, you've got one of my favorite fighters here too, Tai Tuivasa, taking on Dontale Mays, mate. I'll be disappointed if there's anything but a Tai Tuivasa victory here, mate.
Yeah, so this should be a good fight. It's two big guys that like to strike. Dontale Mays is coming out of the Winklejohn camp, and he kind of fights with that John Jones-esque style. It's a style that they kind of put into a lot of their fighters. Like, they like to use range and they like to use kicks, and Mays does try and implement that. But he's a very big guy. He's a big, powerful striker. He's really durable. Like, if you go and watch his fight against Cyril Garn, he was taking some big shots from Cyril Garn, big shots to the body, you know, punches, and he was there until, well, he got heel hooked in the third round, but he, in terms of striking, you know, he still stayed there. He has shown to tire a little bit in the third round, but I think Tuivasa is also a guy that tires, because Tuivasa is, he did look good in his last fight against Struve. He's very explosive, you know, he's got quite good head movement, he's got big power as well for his size, but he doesn't generally grapple, and that's where Mays has tended to struggle. You know, his losses have come against guys that are willing to implement the grappling, like Alan Crowder did that, and Nascimento did that. So I don't think Tuivasa, you know, I don't really see him shooting in and trying to implement a heavy grappling game. So I think it's likely to be, you know, a three-round kickboxing fight. And I just think the odds are a bit wide here. Probably have Mays like 2.5, 2.6 range, and you can get like 2.75. I got him at 3 on Betfair this morning. You know, two heavyweights, two big guys with power, you know, a striking match just seems too wide for me.
Yeah, there's multiple places here. You get threes at Skybet and Unibet, and you can get maybe 2.9 on the exchanges. So, yeah, the odds are well and truly still there. Dante Mays as low as 2.75. We will go with there, mate. Awesome stuff. There's three nice picks for you all heading into the main event. So hopefully you guys can get on all of those. The prices are still quite new. So, yeah, should be plenty of opportunity to jump on those by the time this comes out. Mate, let's go over to the big one. This should be a quick, nice little podcast here, because it's not the biggest card, not the biggest names on this card, but we've got Brunson versus Holland. Brunson on a 3-fight win streak, or both of these fighters are on big win streaks. Brunson's most recent 3 wins have come over Theodoro, Heinisch, and Shabazian. Holland, one of the fighters of the year in 2020 with 5 wins, which is quite extraordinary. 4 of those via finish highlighted. I mean, it was a sad finish for us, the Jacare fight, because we had Jacare's submission at some ridiculous odds. But that incredible finish over Jacare was the highlight of those 5 wins. It was something you might not ever see again. It was one of those finishes, very, very special. Mate, breaking down this fight, I'll just quickly get up the odds on everyone's screen. I'm sorry. I was just looking at the Method of Victory markets because they've just released them today. Kevin Holland at around the 1.6-ish kind of mark. You can get 1.62, 1.63 on the exchanges. Betfred, 1.62. And Derek Brunson, all right, you can get as high as 2.45 on Unibet. Unibet's providing some nice prices today, actually. But yeah, some other bookies have them around 2.38, 2.4. Mate, do you think it's as simple breaking down this fight as wrestler versus striker, would you say? Would that be a very simplistic breakdown of this fight?
Yeah, I think if Brunson wants to win the fight, then he does need to implement his wrestling. And the guy does have really good wrestling. Like, if you go back and watch his fight against Yoel Romero from years ago, I mean, Brunson, well, this is from memory, Brunson was able to get the better of Romero on several occasions in that fight using his wrestling. I mean, the guy's, you know, he's a top-level athlete. He's extremely explosive. He's got that strong wrestling base, and he's got natural power. And he's become a much more patient striker as well later on in his career. Like, if you probably remember the fight against Whittaker, where he was just, like, chasing him and swinging.
I was shitting myself, like, mate, because that was like... That was Whittaker's first big fight against a pretty well-known name. And, you know, being Australian, I was just shitting myself because this guy's just running around the cage throwing haymakers and you know he can knock someone out with them. So I've never been that scared in my life. I was like, just run away from him. And it worked out well in the end.
Yeah, we seemed to learn a little bit after that. Like, I think Whittaker just he caught him, didn't he? I think, and knocked him out. But for me, like, Brunson's more of like he's like a good athlete turned fighter for me, rather than being like a pure fighter. And I think you know, that might show in this fight. And the guy's getting a bit older as well; he's 37 years old. But you know, his last few performances have been good. But I think Holland's the type of guy that's going to pressure him and make him work for 5 rounds. So, like, Holland is he's really coming into his own right now. You say that guy's hitting his prime right now. His confidence has got to be sky high after that. He can be taken down. That's the only big issue with Holland is we've seen, like, obviously we saw Jacare take him down, but it didn't end well for him. But in other fights, we've seen, like, Allen take him down and he got a submission. Stewart was able to implement some of his wrestling from memory. And Mearshart as well was able to implement his wrestling. So, you know, Brunson does have, you know, he'll have seen those fights, so he knows that that's where Holland's weak, and Brunson could, you know, take him down and possibly just kind of dominate him and get in some good positions over five rounds. But I just think that Holland's, you know, he's not the type of guy that's just going to sit on his back and accept it. He's the guy that's he's constantly working, and sometimes that does put him in bad positions. But I feel like unless, like, Brunson can maybe get a really dominant position in, like, the first two rounds, then he's going to tire. And I think that Holland's likely to finish him off, I think, in the later rounds and tire him out. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. So I'd either play, like, Holland to win inside the distance, which I saw at, like, 2.1, which isn't – it's not massive. I wouldn't say that's, like, massive value, but I think there's a little bit of value there. Or possibly I just look to play it live and you know, because I could see Brunson taking him down in the first round and winning that round, and then you're probably going to get, like, close to even money on Holland if it's a fairly, like, dominant round one for Brunson. So that would be another option, would be to look at that first round and see, you know, if Brunson's able to take him down. And as long as Brunson doesn't cause a lot of damage, like, you know, like, make his eye swell up or open a big cut, then, you know, I think Holland's going to make him work and finish him later on. So those are kind of the two ways that I look at it.
Yeah, I had very similar thoughts, except I thought maybe it could be a little bit, it could potentially even finish a little bit earlier than round three. And one of the, I did a bit of tape yesterday, which is a rarity for me. I finally got to sit down and watch some tape. And I thought this could maybe potentially, I think Brunson has grown a lot since then, but this could play out pretty similar to the Adesanya fight. Because if for those who don't remember, I was watching it back yesterday. Brunson was just shooting in for takedowns constantly. Adesanya just kept stuffing them. But I do think Brunson has the ability to get Holland to the ground. But Adesanya was just, you know, able to stuff all these takedowns, even the ones in the middle of the cage, because we saw against Jan, he wasn't able to stuff the ones in the middle of the cage, and that against the cage his defense was very, very good. But my kind of thought around this is that I know Brunson's on a win streak, I don't think he's gotten. Would you say he's gotten better as a fighter? I would just say he's gotten smarter, and I wouldn't say his, like, skills have improved or anything like that.
Yeah, he seems to just kind of be a little bit more well-rounded, because I think for a while he was just training himself, wasn't he? Then, you know, I don't think that's ever a really good idea. So now he is at a proper camp, and he does seem to have, like, kind of a fundamentally better, like, a better game plan fundamentally. I suppose he's not just rushing in, he's being a bit more patient, and he does have big power. I just think, like, Holland's shown to be extremely durable. You know, he's got really good cardio because he's very calm in there. You know, he's always talking. And I think he's got the type of cardio where, you know, it's going to last five rounds because he's not, like, super explosive. He's not super strong. He's just one of those guys that kind of maintains a good pace throughout five rounds. So if it was three rounds, then I'd probably back Brunson, just because I think he could, you know, potentially control the first two rounds with his wrestling, and, you know, win a decision. But over five, I just think it favors Holland a lot more.
Yeah, no, good stuff, mate. And one of the things I noticed watching back the Brunson-Shabazian fight yesterday was he got hit quite a lot, Brunson. Like, he got hit quite a decent bit. And it was kind of like a reasonably crazy fight. Like, there was, you know, both guys were getting hit. There were takedowns here and there. There were takedown stuff here and there. So it was kind of a bit all over the place. And I get the feeling that it kind of could play out pretty similarly to the Holland fight. And you just wonder, like, Shabazian obviously has power, but do you think Brunson would be able to take Holland's power?
Maybe. I mean, I just think with Brunson that, you know, when he gets in trouble, like we saw in the Adesanya fight, he kind of just, like, folded in that fight, didn't he? And then Jacare rocked him and hurt him in that fight from memory. And I just like, Holland's durability seems really good. He's fought guys like Thiago Santos, didn't he? He went up and fought Santos on short notice, and I don't even think Santos properly wobbled him, you know, and Santos is one of the kind of pound for pound, probably one of the biggest punchers in the UFC. So I mean, Brunson could put him out. Anyone can be put out. But I just think with Holland's confidence, and I just think he'll be too active. And I just think he's too durable, really, to, you know, to get blasted out of there early. So, I mean, unless Brunson can take him down and get a dominant position quite early, I think he's going to be in trouble as the fight goes on.
Yeah, cool, mate. Well, let's look at some of the betting markets you mentioned earlier. The Holland inside the distance, which is one of the ones that I was waiting to come out today too. And I think I said to myself yesterday, anything over twos and I'd probably be interested. And yeah, you can get Holland, because I mean, you can't really see Holland eking out a decision victory, can you? And it's hard to pick whether it be TKO or submission. I mean, you would assume if you had to go one way, you'd probably go TKO or KO. But he has some very skillful jiu-jitsu, Holland, and I was listening to him on Joe Rogan's podcast, and it was quite interesting hearing his coach and him talk about, you know, his advancements in that kind of in the ground game.
Yeah, I mean, he trains with Travis Luter, who's like a really, really good grappler. Like, you probably won't have seen him fight, but he fought Anderson Silva back in the day, and he gave Anderson Silva some trouble in that fight. So he's got a really skilled like jiu-jitsu coach, and like with Brunson's wrestling background, if he gets hurt, he could easily take some, you know, lazy shots and just leave his neck hanging there for Holland to take it. So yeah, I'd prefer. I mean, I think the KO was like 2.6, so I'd rather take that 2.1. And just cover yourself in case that happened.
Yeah, 100%, mate. I'm not sure if there's any other bookies out there that are offering Holland inside the distance, because Odds Checker have only got Bet365 here. But I mean, most people, at least just about everyone in the world, can get access to Bet365. So do you reckon that's something you'll bet, mate? 2.1 Holland inside the distance?
I mean, I might just go for the live play. That's what I was thinking, is just kind of look at how the first round goes and go with Holland there. But I'll probably be able to get a little bit better than that on the exchanges just by hedging the outcome. So probably be able to get like 2.2, 2.25. So that's probably the way I'll take it. But I'd take that 2.1 if that's kind of, you know, the kind of bet that stands out to you. I still think there's some value there.
You're going to be awake, mate?
Possibly. Might wake up for it. I do that sometimes. I just wake up for like the last few fights if I've got an opinion.
Yeah, I think that's what I used to do back in the day when I was in Europe. But lucky now, mate, just having a cruisy Sunday and saunter over to the computer and watch a bit of UFC, mate. It's beautiful stuff.
Ah, lovely.
All right, mate. Let's go get my little lower third up here. Best bet of the weekend. What are you going to go with?
I like that Bruno Silva bet still. So, like, obviously you get that 2.5. I think that's really good. 2.3 is still good as well. So that'll be my bet of the week.
Yeah, awesome, mate. And I'll go with Holland inside the distance at 2.1. I think there is value there, because the way you can look at it is 1.6. You get 1.6 for him at the moment on the money line, and if he is going to win the fight, you know, it's a very, very, you know, you'd say like a 90% chance that it's probably going to be inside the distance, maybe a little bit less than that, like a very strong possibility. And you can get 2.1 at the moment. You might be able to get even more elsewhere. So I'll go with that one. You can check out Ryan's website, smartsportstrader.com. Nice quick one today, actually, mate. It's been nice. There's not too much to go through. And follow Ryan on Twitter at SM Sports Trader. So we can spend a bit more time on the quiz question this week, mate. You've got all the time in the world, mate. Can you name all five? Sorry, Derek, by the way, if you're listening, mate. It's quite a negative quiz question for you. Name me all five of Derek Brunson's losses in the UFC.
So we mentioned the Whitaker one, so I know that's one. We mentioned Adesanya, so I know that's one. So Jacare, Anderson Silva. I don't know the next one. Don't know the last one.
Let me just look it up again, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Yoel Romero. There we go. I mentioned that as well. So, yeah. Got him.
The man's good, isn't he? Here you go. He's lost to Jacare twice. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
Back in the Strike Force days, there you go. He lost 41 seconds to Jacare by knockout. Who would have thought? Poor old Derek's copped the Sousa punishment twice.
He did, yeah.
All right. Awesome stuff, mate. Enjoyed that. Next podcast coming out for everyone. It'll probably be, I don't think I've got any new guests coming on this week. So I think it will be next week's UFC. So that'll be fun. UFC, would it be 260 or 261, something like that? It's the Stipe fight, isn't it?
With a mega card, yeah. There's a lot of good fights.
That's an interesting one. I've got our intern Marinko blowing me up for about 20 years. He has been blowing me up about the odds on Marinko on Miocic. He's not happy about it. He's not happy about the, he's Croatian. He's not happy about the disrespect shown Stipe's way. So
I think he's right. I think he's got a point, to be honest. Miocic won the first fight, didn't he? And then I don't see a whole lot that's changed in Ngannou's game. So
yeah, it's the easiest argument to make, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things. I think Stipe just doesn't get respect because he doesn't fight often. I think that's it's as simple as that. Like, I think people are upset he doesn't get the respect he deserves, but he doesn't fight at all. Like, he fights once a year. So what can you, I don't know. It's one of those things.
Too busy. Too busy, isn't he? Saving lives, you know. The guy's a fireman, so
too busy.
Can't be just doing this fighting life, can he? No.
Yeah, no, exactly, mate. But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Do a quick rate and review of the podcast, as always. Be much appreciated, and subscribe. And if you're looking to implement some of the strategies we talked about today, the value betting ones more so, start a free week trial of TradeMate Sports. Ryan, mate, see you next week.
See you later. Cheers.